In Florida, we have a place for you. Not only do we understand your aspirations, we're ready for them. For all the amazing things your future holds, we hold the key. Florida, the future is here.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Jennifer Strong in New York. A controversial new metric on executive pay is on the chopping block on Capitol Hill. The Wall Street Journal's Stephen Wilmot says shareholders should want it to survive. He joins us now from our newsroom in London. Stephen, tell us about this metric.
Well, it shows the ratio of executive pay, so that the bosses pay, to the median employee. So it's kind of a measure of inequality within the firm, and it's been extremely controversial. It's part of the Dodd-Frank Act, due to come out next year for 2017.
Now, this pay ratio, or the gap between what folks make at these firms, it's a figure that's absolutely ballooned over the last few decades.
Right. I mean, it was about 30 times at the end of the 1970s, and then with stock options in the 80s, and particularly in the 90s, it absolutely rocketed, and mainly because share prices rocketed, and so the value of those stock options, when they were realised, ended up being much higher. Now it's about 275.
Some argue you don't learn a lot from this figure because the rank and file of different companies bring very different skill sets. I think in your piece you made the comparison between Goldman Sachs and Walmart.
Yeah, well, it's often pointed out, and I mean, it's a completely valid point, that there's an assumption that a high ratio is bad, but actually, within a company, all a high ratio will tell you is that they employ a lot of unskilled or relatively unskilled staff. So Walmart and other retailers are going to look really bad, according to this metric, if you assume that a higher figure is worse. Whereas, you know, a professional services firm that employs highly skilled college-educated people almost exclusively is going to look better, even if the CEO is actually paid a good deal more. So, that's one criticism of this metric, that it will lead to all sorts of false comparisons. And even within a sector, you know, different firms have different models, different business models. Maybe they outsource more. Maybe they have more operations abroad, where staffing costs may be highly variable. So a lot of people say, well, is it really? Is there any meaning in lining up companies and comparing them by this ratio, even within the same sector, let alone between banking and retail? There are some things that investors can learn, I think.
Tell us about them.
Well, I think that the key one is how this ratio evolves over time. I mean, it's certainly not a fail-safe thing, but a rather fascinating quantitative study by the analysts at Bank of America, Merrill Lynch, pointed out that banks, obviously the pay ratio wasn't disclosed, but if you look at governance ratings for compensation, they deteriorated markedly during the run-up to the financial crisis in 2008. So in 2005, 6, 7, the governance scores for compensation deteriorated at banks, and the bank and the institutions which went bust had particularly bad governance. Deteriorations in governance scores. So basically, you can conclude from that maybe this is a useful warning flag that investors can use to determine the kind of major risk which isn't shown up in other more conventional statistics of investment analysis, like balance sheet integrity or dividend cover, that those kind of traditional metrics which you can apply to a firm to determine its quality. Maybe this is something else which shows you something a bit different, and obviously those governance scores are kind of useful, but they're also a bit vague, whereas this is a hard number. You know, the pay ratio would be a hard number which investors might use to kind of spot failures of governance, or perhaps a spike in risk taking within a certain sector.
We're talking about a controversial new metric on executive pay with Stephen Wilmot, and you're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stephen, did anything surprise you working on this piece?
I guess one thing I found surprising was how much it's going to cost. The SEC has come up with this figure of initial implementation costs of $1.3 billion. It's somewhat hard to understand why it's so hard for companies to come up with a median employee pay figure. But that they claim it is going to be extremely costly to come up with.
That's the Wall Street Journal's Stephen Wilmot in our London newsroom. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to Your Money Matters. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Jennifer Strong.
News on the go. Whenever you want it, wherever you want it. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.